talking about uninstalling stress in your life. Such a good thing. Wouldn't it be great to just be completely rid of stress? I mean, if you could have the ultimate stress-free place, picture yourself, what would that be? You're just like, it's the ultimate in stress-free. What would that look like for you? What's that? I know, none of us really have. What would it look like? Okay, heaven's the right answer. On earth, Custer State Park, Terry says, what a great place to be vacation. It was a beautiful place, yeah. What else? What's the ultimate, like, if I could just be here, sitting on a beach somewhere in the tropics, no responsibilities? I know, at the feet of Jesus, that would definitely be the place, but he's not here, unless he's come back and I haven't seen him yet. You are already in your stress-free place? Is that what it is? I'm like, wow. Yeah, to be sitting in front of my camper somewhere, just like, you know what? No responsibilities. Even just last night, sitting on the porch about 9:30, it was just peaceful. The sky was gorgeous, beautiful behind the trees. This places we can just be. Maybe it's doing whatever hobby it might be that you just love to do. Be nice, wouldn't it? But what is stress? What is stress? I have one of my Webster definitions. Stress. What is stress? Stress is a state of mental or emotional tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. So some sort of tension that's happened because of something that's gone on, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, whatever it might be. That's what stress is. Is stress good or bad? Wait, I heard bad. I've heard both. There is. That's a result. PTSD is a result of a really stressful thing in somebody's life when they were in war. Let me ask you, if your house was on fire, would that be stressful? Is that a good stress? I got the same row, a no and a yes. Guess what? If it wasn't stressful, you know what you'd do? You'd stay in the house. You'd be like, the house is on fire. You get dragged out by one of the firemen back there, yeah. Stress can be good. It can cause you to act when you really need to. Stress can be bad when there's too much of it, or stress that we don't shouldn't have in our lives, or we don't need to have in our lives. Will you ever really have a stress-free life? No, not likely. But wouldn't it be great to get rid of some of the stress? You know, like kind of like the extra clutter in the attic. You can just say, you know what, this stuff's going, and it goes to the curb, or the back seat of your car. It's like, I've got to clean my car out, you know. Get rid of all the junk that's back there. Gary's raising his hand. It would be great to just get rid of stress like that. You know, the times when you're just about ready to lose it. You're just so overwhelmed by everything that's on your plate and on your mind and maybe situations that are going on. Kind of like when your phone stops, you know, it's just not working right. It keeps locking up and doing goofy things. And you're like, oh, I'm all out of space. You know what? I need to uninstall some of these games and apps that are on here cluttering up my phone. You can clear all some of that stuff out, and your phone starts working better. Guess what? You can do that with stress in your life, too. Let's stand and read our verse and find out a little more about that. Ready? Let's read what God's Word has to say today. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Thank you, Father God, for your word. All of us deal with this. We all have stress in our lives to different degrees and amounts. Help us, Father, to come to that place of dealing with stress in the way that you would have us and equip us and call us to do, Lord. We're all, every single one of us in here have a different level and makeup of the stress in our lives. Holy Spirit, would you speak to each and every one of us about exactly what's going on in our lives? Speak through your word and help us, Lord, to discern some biblical, godly next steps to help to uninstall some stress. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated. So that's the answer to stress, contentment. Contentment is your answer. You know what contentment is? It's at the bottom. It's being okay or satisfied with your situation as it is, even if nothing ever changes. Being able to say, I'm content. Paul said, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. Did Paul really know what it meant to have stress in his life? Yeah, you think Paul had some stress in his life? He says, I know what it is to be in need, Paul said. He was beaten, he was shipwrecked, he was stoned, he was falsely accused, he was imprisoned. His calling in life was what? Just to bring the gospel to the known world. So no pressure there, right? Paul had stress. He says, I know what it is. That word in need really has its roots in saying, I know what it is to be in humble or poor circumstances. And we think of that in need, but it's really pointing toward the circumstances of, I know what it is to just be abased, to be in a low place. I know what that's like, Paul says. I know what it's like to be there. And he says, and you know what? I know what it is to have plenty. Did Paul have a point in his life when he was doing pretty good? Yeah, he did. He was a Pharisee, thought well of. He was higher up in the echelon of culture and whatnot. That means he had education. He had family background, family ties. He had influence. Guess what? He was Mr. Popular. People knew who Paul was. He was doing pretty good before he became a Christian. Then it all went away. He says, I know what it is. That word to have plenty means to abound, to excel, to exceed in things. He says, I know what it is to be over the top successful. I've been there, and I've been in the other spot too. And Paul said, I've learned, this is an interesting phrase. He says, I've learned the secret. Shh, it's the secret. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. What's the secret? What's the secret of being content in any and every situation? Does he actually give it here? What is it? Yeah? He says the very next thing, he says, I can do all this. I know when we read that, you're probably going, I can do all things, and like, wait a minute, the words were a little different. It's actually the newer version of the NIV. I think they got it right. We think of, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I can do anything and everything. Paul's talking about, in context, he's like, hey, I know what it is to have nothing. I know what it is to be in all these circumstances. And he's talking about being financially in need at that point in time. He says, but you know what? I can do all this. All this stuff I've been talking about, I can do all this through Christ who strengthens me. Whether I'm abounding or I'm in low circumstances. Because I've learned the secret. I can do it all, the stuff that God's put on my place, through Christ who gives me strength. As I said, he was I'm going to look at a few things. Missed. I need something to put that in. He was just telling them in verse 10, he says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me, and you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. He says, you've come to the place of being able to help me financially again. He says he was in need. But you know what? He wasn't really stressed about it. He was grateful for their help, but he's like, I'm okay. He says, I'm content. I'm going to go back to a couple of things just to look at the situation Paul was in and how he dealt with this, how he was able to be content in everything. Back in chapter 1, you can turn there or just listen. Where was Paul when he wrote the book of Philippians? Yeah, he was imprisoned. He was in jail, on his way to Rome. And he says, so here he is, the guy that's been called to bring the gospel to the world, in prison. And you know what his response is to this situation? You think being in prison might be pretty stressful? Yeah, kind of. He says, you know what? I want you to know, brothers, what's happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it's become clear throughout the whole palace guard, everybody here in the prison, that I'm in chains for Christ. Win! I'm in prison. Everybody knows I'm here for Christ. He says, it's a win. That's Paul saying, you know what? I can do all things. I can do this through Christ who gives me strength. He says, you know, stress point. He's anxious to go. His calling is to go into all the world and make disciples, right? So what does he say in verse 14 of chapter 1? Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. He says, because I'm in jail, they're all out there witnessing about Christ. Isn't that awesome? That's somebody who says, whether in plenty or in want, whether free or in prison. He's like, God's got this. God's got this. People were he was making trouble for him in jail. They were accusing him of that somehow that because he was in prison, see, this was God's judgment on him. That's why you shouldn't follow Paul. You should follow me. And people were outside of jail making trouble for him in this way. And you know what he says in verse 18? He says, you know what? He says, but what does it matter? Here I am in jail. People are making accusations about me. He says, what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice! Win! This is how he's able to be content in any and every situation. Now, what's your stress point? Maybe you're dealing with grief from a deep loss in your life, and that can be a dark and difficult place to go through. Maybe it's an illness that is really weighing you down and burdening you, or an illness of a loved one. Maybe it's a job loss. Maybe it's a financial problem. Maybe it's a relationship problem that just you've been praying and praying, and it's just not changing. I can do all this through Christ who gives me strength. I can do this, God, because somehow in the midst of this, he's working. He's working. He's content because, not because of him, not because he knows the outcome, but because Christ is in this. Somehow, God's in this, and I can walk by faith. Now, let's look at some practical ideas of how contentment can help us to uninstall stress in our lives. And it can make a difference in helping us to uninstall stress. When we are content, you know what? When we don't have to have every new app that's out there because it's just going to clutter up my phone, I can say, you know what? I don't need that. Uninstall. I really don't need that. Uninstall. This is demanding too much of me, too much of my time and energy. It's taken me away from my serving my family, serving my church, ministering to people. Uninstall. When we're content, we can hit the uninstall button. And what that helps us to do is to stop red line living. You know what red line living is? How many car people know what happens when you're in the red line? What does that mean? You're maxed out on what? Revolutions per minute, right? All of a sudden, when you're what's the odometer? What is it? Tachometer, thank you. When your tachometer gets up into the red section, you're redlining it, will that destroy an engine? Not if you just go up there and drop back down again. But what if you're always redlining it? What if you're always running into red line? Yeah, you're going to blow your engine up. It's just a matter of time. And contentment says, I'm not going to live redlined anymore. Always just going. So I'm going to learn how to be content, active, busy about the important things, but I'm going to use my content button and say, uninstall some things, because I don't have to have all of these things that fill up my life, that keep me going from thing to thing to thing to thing. The next thing you can do to uninstall stress is stop keeping up with the Kardashians. All right? Stop. We don't have to always be chasing after the next thing that's coming up. Because guess what? What's there always going to be? A next thing. There's always going to be, once you get this thing, guess what? There's the next big thing and the next thing, and on and on and on and on it goes. And we can just spend our lives chasing after it. Set your, what do you think I'm talking about? What's that? Yes. Very good. Set your priorities. You set your priorities to make sure the most important things are getting done. Because what does the, what usually happens if we don't really set priorities? What's the thing that most often gets done? Yeah, the urgent. It's the tyranny of the urgent, right? Sometimes the least important things scream the loudest, don't they? And the most important things will sit there, and it's the small, still small voice of God that's calling us to them. And we're so busy chasing after all of the tyranny of the urgent things that we forget about the most important things. And what happens when we get to the end of life or the end of the year? The things that you think are most important, that God thinks are most important, oftentimes they're left what? Undone. Because we let the tyranny of the urgent drive us day after day. How many can believe it's already almost July? Doesn't time just fly by? Yeah. Don't let the world conform you into running after all these things. Honestly, the temptation for the Kardashian stuff. But I want it. It's fun. Awesome to do that, and others get to do it. Why shouldn't I? We always have the choice of choosing stress or choosing to uninstall some things that are not the highest priorities and find contentment. Choose stress or contentment. It's a choice that we make. Next, we have to put a premium on relationships instead of stuff and activities. An endless amount of things, especially if you have kids or teens, the bazillion things that we can go, we're running from one thing to another. They will run you ragged if you let them. You know that? And you have to be on this, and you have to do that. Oh my goodness, your kids have got to be a part of this. No, they don't. They really don't. Everything that we add to our lives adds a stress of time and money and demand of energies. They all add something. I want to challenge you to buck the system and don't conform to what is being called at you time after time. Put a premium on relationships instead of stuff and activities. It's a big challenge because you will have to swim upstream for that one. But you know what it'll do? You'll be hitting the uninstall button and your stress begins to come down. Lastly, the uninstall button is that career and money, it's not everything. Not for you and not for your kids. Jobs and careers, let's just be very honest, they are for the purpose of paying our bills, taking care of our families. We can enjoy it, find achievement in it, and those are good things. That's taking care of our families. That's what jobs are for. But if it becomes the main focus, the main priority, the main achievement that this is what I pour myself into, guess what? At some point in time, you know what's going to happen to your career? It'll go away. Yeah, it'll end. I think of my brother, Jim. He worked at Volkswagen. 25 years, middle management. He had Volkswagens on his desk. He drove Volkswagens. He was a Volkswagen guy. I mean, he was in early. Good dad. I mean, good family guy, but he was in early and stayed late. And he poured himself into that company, and guess what happened? Well, one day, you know what he got? A pink slip. They laid him off. So everything comes to an end. What is seen, what did we just remember last week? What is seen is what? What is seen is what? Let me see if I'll... Yes, very good. Temporary. What is unseen is what? Eternal. Yep. Determine not for yourself, and as you push your kids forward into life and send them out, that the temporary things are not the most important things. Be careful that you're not saying it's all about how much money you make, what kind of job you're going to have. And those, I'm not saying that you don't pursue those things. Those are important things, but they're not the most important thing. Be careful that we don't make the money everything, because that just adds, again, it's another stressor for our lives. So as we close, this is for your faith journal. Or if you want to just jot it down on a connection card or offering envelope for yourself, think about these two things. Faith journals are there for you to say, you know what? All right, this is a crossroad. God's been speaking to me about, I got to make some changes in my life. I'm writing it down here, and I'm going to follow up on this. God, you help me to follow up on this, and it doesn't just become something that you heard in a sermon and forgot about because you went off and got busy with life. So write this down. What content button do you need Jesus' strength to press, where you can just say, I can do all this that's going on in my life? Whether it's a need or a plenty, say, God, I need you to help me to be content, because you may not take me out of this situation right now. I may have to be in this situation for a while. God, help me to be able to do all this through Christ who gives me strength. I need to be at peace where I am right now. Right now, I need to be okay that I'm right here. God, give me strength to do that. I need your help to do that. And the next thing, what has so filled up your life, your stress level, What is it that you just know you've got stuff going on? Maybe you can't even put your finger on what things need to go, but you just know that you're like going, I can't keep going on like this. This is driving me insane to be living so stressed out. I'm going to hit the uninstall button on what? Maybe you don't even know what it is. Maybe it's just, you know what? The red line, I'm going to stop living in the red line. Or maybe God's put his finger on some things. You know, I'm spending way too much money and upkeep time and effort on this and this and that, and it's just, do I really need to be doing all this? Is this really helping me with the most important things in my life? God, help me to sort this out. And it's because it's going to be different for each and every one of us. We're all in such different places. My schedule, how many things I'm involved in, just how I deal with money. God, help me. Help me to find what's the things that I need to address to be able to uninstall stress and begin to live and focus on the top priorities, the most important priorities for my life. Write it down. Maybe put a big question mark and say, God, help me to answer this because I'm not sure right now. And God will help you. He'll answer prayer in that way. Anybody have something in their minds right now that you're like, you know what, there's something I know I need to deal with. God's already spoken to me about that. Anybody have a thought that just as an encouragement to others that, you know, this is one of the things that I'm dealing with that I'm gonna make a change in? Anybody? Well, I mean, some of us are going to have to work for 5 years, 15 years, 20 years. You got to work sometimes, right? But I guess it's how we do the work. I don't know. God may need to just be praying about that. Just put that on your mind. God, what should I be doing? Is there something I could or should be doing differently about this? Anybody else? Yes. Okay, your phone, you got a new smartphone that's really always chiming at you. Yeah, our gizmos can really get a lot of our time and attention, can't they? Lots of our time and attention. Good, yeah. Lord, help me to put this in balance. Show me how to use this, but use it rightly and wisely. Anybody else? Phyllis? That's true, it did. Well, this is somebody that's been through some stress in life, and she's learned to give it to God. Amen. Chris, did I hear you? Oh boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are hard questions, stressful questions. Yeah, your end of life things, wills, and yeah. Good. All right. Amen. Well, that's good. Those are some good practical things. And I just want to encourage you, as I just want to close in prayer. You've got things written down that you just are going to follow up with God on. Say, Lord, help me to uninstall stress. Let me address some of these things. And trust that God's going to walk with you through those things. Okay? Let's just take a minute and pray. Father, would you bless us as we go? Help us, Father, to just seek after your will and your face and your leading and your direction. Give us the courage and boldness to be able to let go of some of the things that we need to let go of, and to take up some of the things maybe that have been pushed out of our lives because of our busyness. But thank you, God, for Holy Spirit, for going forward with us, in front of us, strengthening us, Lord God, as we try to set our priorities and reduce the stress through that just contentment of trusting you, Lord, in whatever circumstance that we're in. So bless our people. Thank you, Father God, for blessing this day. We ask and praise you for your presence through all of this. In Jesus' mighty name, and amen, and amen. God bless you. Have a great day in Him today.